That was a man of few words, apparently. Red Sox manager Alex Cora asked whether he's had conversations with Raffy Devers about playing first base. He used that same simple word that Devers used in spring training when asked if he would move to DH. N-O.
No.
No. They both like to use, apparently. So, correct me, guys. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Ted Johnson here, WEI Afternoons. And we'll talk to, hopefully, our guy Alex Cora tomorrow at Fenway Park. As we
Where's the hopefully in there?
Okay. Well, with rain and doubleheaders and depending on how things play out, schedules, I don't want to tease something that isn't all locked in stone. So we'll talk
Fingers
to Cora-ish tomorrow, Fenway Park. And we can ask him maybe a little more about Devers, although he doesn't seem overly talkative about it. There's matching nose. I thought one of his skills as a manager, Ted, was relationships with the guys. You know, it was in the clubhouse. It was with Bayo off camera, you know, like all these things building almost Mayo-like. And, you know, you got to reach the person before you can reach the player. This relationship with Raffy Devers does not seem to be bearing any fruit in terms of the manager gets along with him so he can convince him, right, to do things that maybe he doesn't really want to do. Because right now, I think it's so simple. I said it yesterday. The best, easiest, fastest, quickest solution at first base is Raffy Devers.
Okay, it's you know what? And I think a lot of people would agree with you. Do you think he even saw this coming? Like, you know, when he Alex. If there was one position on the field, one position that a player got hurt at, other than, let's just say, third base, What was the obvious, you know, kind of place to put Raffy Devers? Where would it be? It would be first base.
Yeah.
And it happened. And there's the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think he didn't probably put that in his equation when he went to Raffy and said, you're DH. It's like he didn't give any kind of probably wiggle room, like, hey, if something happens somewhere, but, you know, it was like, you are a DH now and forever. And so he didn't give himself maybe any wiggle room, is my guess, when he first went to Raffy with the news that he was going to be a DH. And so he probably feels like, you know, baseball players are like, once they get it in their head and they settle on this, and this is their fate for the rest of their career. And then you go back on that a month and a half later and say, you know, actually, I've been thinking, can we move you to first base now? That he just feels like he doesn't have control. It's a sign of a manager that maybe isn't on top of everything and doesn't have control. And I think that's part of why Cora is hesitant to go there and approach Raffy with that scenario.
But Fitzy, correct me if I'm wrong. This is a baseball team that has used Campbell at second, left, and center. Mm-hmm. Last year, they used Rafaela at shortstop and center
field.
To the point where they actually have bobbleheads of both for him available. Hamilton plays a bunch of spots.
Not the same.
Let's see. Jaron Duran has played all over the outfield.
What do all those
guys?
Noted second baseman Connor Wong from last year.
Right.
What are all those guys? How about shortstop Bobby Dalbec, Dan?
None of those are established stars in the league. None of those guys. They're all younger in the careers, and you can mold them, and they're young, and they'll just do whatever you say. Here's an established, quote-unquote, superstar, the face of your franchise.
Yeah.
You can't treat him the same way you do those other guys. I'm sorry.
Where did Trevor Story
play his
first
right now, then?
Second base.
I was going to ask you, Andy, what's worse right now, legitimately? If Raffy Devers doesn't want to play first base, and that's one of the reasons, if not the main reason, why Alex Cora does not want to broach the subject and situation with him, what's worse, that attitude or the fact that 95 down the middle he still can't catch up to?
95 down the middle, because if he's just going to hit, I'm going to need him to hit 95 down the middle relatively often, and that is still a problem, but there is an underlying issue here. Ted, I thought you were going to say, like, what do those guys have in common, or what's the difference? Yeah, they're team players and Devers isn't. That would have been my snarky answer if you wanted a snarky answer. That if you're a team player, you do, you know, again, I keep going back to, I don't know why Edelman keeps infiltrating my thoughts, but Julian Edelman's playing defense against Anquan Boldin. Like, I mean, either you're a team player or you're not. Either you're all in, and it's just a terrible look. And for Devers, I also think this is an opportunity that if he plays this right, to be the savior, to ride in on his white horse over to first base, you know, get the glove out of the saddlebag, play first, help the team win.
It's a fair point.
Like, you can look.
So there's an opportunity for Raffy to really kind of, you know, get fans behind you.
Yes.
And be a hero.
Yeah. You're like Doug Mirabelli from the freaking Logan Airport to come catch the knuckleball back in the day. And also, did he want to play defense or not play defense? Or he only wanted to play third? He doesn't really want to play defense. Now you're giving him an opportunity to play defense again. Like, what does he want? I feel like I'm arguing with a woman here. I said this, you said that, then I said that, and you said this. And I'm like, what do you want, Rafi? I want to put you back in the field with a glove. You wanted to play in the field. You have an opportunity now. This is infuriating. Add that to the fact that he still can't hit a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. That's also, that's a fair point, actually, Fitzy. If he had, like, 12 home runs, was batting 340, and you're like, oh, my, he's really taken to this DH thing. He is really ripping the cover off the baseball. Maybe I'd even give him the benefit of the doubt and say, okay.
Don't mess with a good thing.
But you've been okay. You've had your ups and you've had your downs. You've hit some off-speed pitches. Okay, great. But maybe we'll see if you do better.
He's batting 250. Andy, he's batting 250, has 23 ribeyes, a handful of home runs, and it's, what is it today? Today is May 6th.
He's had more ribeyes than that if you count the post-game meals.
Not to mention the bottles of Camus that go with it. And through, let's see, the Red Sox have played 36 games. How many punchados does he have?
Too many. Well, he had like 17 right off the bat, so.
I know. He has 44, which means he's averaging 1.25 strikeouts per game. So if you put that across 162 games, he is on target to strike out 200 times this season for only $30 million, as they have said in so many different movies. What a bargain.
Leads the AL in walks and strikeouts. So I guess that's exciting in some weird baseball way. I'd rather he lead the AL in home runs and RBIs and average. But anyway, the lineup is out for tonight.
Yeah. I'm so curious who they got playing first.
Lineup's out.
So batting in the two hole with a DH next to his name is Rafael Devers, as the manager alluded to. So, no, haven't talked about playing first base. We don't even know, Dan Ball, correct me if I'm wrong, we don't even know, taken any ground balls at first base yet? We've heard he's taken ground balls, but has he gone to the other side of the infield?
He did.
Let's just say that there's no video evidence of it. No.
Okay, so there are rumblings of it, maybe? Is that what we're going with?
I don't know. I'd turn that question back on you.
Okay. I feel like I've heard that he took some ground balls.
Okay.
I've heard
let's
it was somebody.
The manager tomorrow.
I've heard people with microphones in that studio talking about what birdies are chirping in their ear about Devers taking ground balls.
Okay, so he's maybe taking ground balls. Anyway.
That covers us.
Yes, absolutely. Batting seventh.
Great job,
and playing
everyone.
First base is Abraham Toro. How you feel about that, Teddy?
Is it bad that I don't have an opinion on that whatsoever?
Yeah, it's radio. I need an opinion right now.
Shoot. Not good, because I just started hearing about the guy. I'll be honest. Not that familiar
with
Toro.
Abraham Toro.
So,
that's some bull, Fitzy.
Give me some. Give me the profile, Dan. Tell us, help us out.
I was going to tell it to you in your ear, so you could sound, so you could sound like you knew what you were saying.
I'll just follow my sword and let everybody know. I don't know too much about Toro. What's this kid about?
I did hear Alex Cora talking about him. It's Abraham Toro Hernandez. So far this year in the majors, he has zero stats, which is great. So that's.
Well, thank you for that, Fitzy.
Yeah, he's, I don't even know what the hell, Dan, where's this kid from?
So he's age 28, the Red Sox are his fifth major league franchise, and he's not even 30. Made his MLB debut with the Astros in 2019 at the age of 22. The highest he's hit, in 2023 with Milwaukee, 9 games, .444 average, guys.
In 9 games.
In 9 whole games. He's got a career .219 average with a .637 OPS. He has played first, second, third, left, right, and DH in his career.
So this
is our guy.
He's journeyman utility player. That's how I would describe him superficially. Journeyman utility player.
Very much so.
And maybe even a 4A journeyman utility player.
That might even be generous.
So he's at best a short-term solution to this problem. He is at best going to play a handful of games there before we realize he can't hit. He's a .219 hitter. Although that's actually higher than the last guy that was playing first base, who was batting a buck something
that's
in his
good
time
point,
there.
Fair point.
Do you have a solution, Ted? We did this yesterday. Fitzy and I, we took callers. There were a lot of move Christian Campbell to first, bring up Meyer, like do the Vaughn Grissom. He took some ground balls, played some games in the minors. Like, do you have a preferred solution, or are you like me, a simpleton, and say you just got to convince Devers to do it?
You know, it's a great question. I mean, I kind of like the idea of moving over Christian Campbell, to first.
Okay.
Because, I don't know. I feel like if he really, then you could slide guys over. You could or put Bregman at second. You could have Trevor stay at short. You could put, Rafi Devers at third.
Oh, we can't do that, though.
We can't do that?
No.
Okay. But we have solutions. We have David Hamilton. We can play at second base, clearly. And you put Christian Campbell at first base. I mean, he's tall. What, he's 6'3"? I like the profile of him.
Big dude. That's correct, Ted. Yeah, it's good size for a first baseman.
So
yeah.
I would be okay with them doing that.
Why do you not like the Devers plan? Or would you be hesitant? Because am I wrong in that it seems like the obvious plan that I've been around baseball forever and fat third baseman moved to first? Isn't that like a cliche, simple thing?
That's kind of how it usually works.
Right. It's an easier position. I mean, I've had Lou Maloney and Will Middlebrooks tell me how easy it is.
That's my first choice.
But and we had the comments over the weekend from Craig Breslow, who alluded to the idea that it's in his brain at very least. Like, he wasn't acknowledging it, but he wasn't shooting it down like Cora has. So then there's that, is there a disconnect between the president of baseball operations and the manager, who is the guy on the ground with the relationship, and would Craig Breslow be open to it if the manager could convince him? I don't know. Doesn't this seem like a lot of work to convince a $300 million player to do his job and play?
Yeah, a little bit. When you consider, like, hell, you've had catchers move to first base.
Yes.
You've had so many. I mean, a lot of guys that their natural position is not first base get moved to first base. So you like to think that it wouldn't be that big of a transition for Rafi. So why that isn't happening, I don't really know. And then that opens up maybe someone else to play DH.
Like Yoshida. You mean your $19 million DH who's just hanging out, can't throw, but he can hit.
So that opens it up too. So to me, yes, the simplest thing is to just put Rafi Devers at first.
Dan Ball.
It would make the most sense. Honestly, guys, it would make the most sense. I mean, and again, you know what happened today while we've been talking? The WooSox won a game today, 6-5, and Marcelo Meyer, made one of the sickest running to his right, throwing across his body throws. The guy he actually got out was former Red Sox.
Christian Arroyo.
Christian Arroyo, thank you very much, Dan, who turned around and raised his arms to the heavens afterwards as if to say, like, how the hell did you make that play?
And where did he make that play?
What's that?
Where did he make that play?
Worcester?
No. What position?
Oh.
Shortstop.
I don't want to screw around with Marcelo Meyer, because I think theoretically you have a franchise
Trevor Story
shortstop.
To second and Campbell to first.
Okay, I'm more okay with that theory. I'm more okay with that idea because Trevor Story has already shown for a year to be a team player when he came here and took the contract and played second base, although he told you he only wanted to do it for a year. Also, Rafi Devers was once part of a sort of big three or a combo of talent that included Mookie Betts, who has played a minimum of three positions at the big league level already, four positions at a high level.
He's the best example. I'm so glad you brought that up. He has no attitude, no ego about it. And, Ted, he is also a $300 million beloved vested veteran slash, elite player.
Trust me, I'm not disputing that. I'm not happy with Rafi either. I think it's a bad look for him too. I do. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if it's because I don't hear him talk enough. I don't know. I don't hear enough from him. I don't know. I don't know why he would be so strident and not playing. Obviously, he doesn't want to play, or else he'd be playing there already. He'd already be going to the manager saying, hey, put me in at first. I'll do whatever it takes. And he's not doing that. And that does concern me.
Dan Ball?
I'm on y'all's side.
Teddy, I wanted to present something to you because Andy and I kind of disagreed on this Devers thing yesterday. And what I came away with, just from what we know about Devers, is even if you're changing to a position that is perceived as easier by people who play it, there is still a certain work ethic you have to be good at it. And I don't know about you, but I don't exactly trust him to do the work that's needed to be done to do it at a level that's going to be any better than what you were getting from Tristan Casas. That's where I landed on it.
Yeah, that scares me.
It's still not a good, like,
that would make me nervous if that's the case, right?
That's another shot against Rafi.
Yeah,
that's another
shot of
you invested $300 million into a guy who's very, very sort of limited into where his contributions and willingness to be a franchise. So
that's, yeah, isn't that the foundation that we're working with at this point? Though we already know that about him. It's a bad deal for a guy that hasn't developed into the leader and the superstar you wanted.
Okay, but forget. Okay, so he's not comfortable talking to the media, being a spokesman, being a leader. Okay, I guess we've all accepted that. That doesn't come with the job of $300 million.
No.
Now he doesn't want to play first base at a time when the team has no. They brought up Abraham Toro, a journeyman, minor leaguer for a utility player.
Their guy.
Like, I don't, wouldn't you be uncomfortable? Just put yourself in that position. If you're Rafi Devers and just be, and you're sitting in the dugout and you're looking out there and you're like, oh my God, they brought that guy in. No disrespect to Toro, but they brought that guy in. That's what we're going with. When I know I should be as good as him or better than him. I played third base at a decent enough level to that I wanted to keep playing third base. No. I mean, I'm a method actor. I'm Devers right now.
Gotcha.
He thinks he's a long-term major league third baseman, and he's going to allow this guy to go out there and play first base, a position that he's played some, along with second, third, short, whatever the hell else Toro has played in his. He should feel bad. He should feel like he's letting his team down. I think a normal 80% of athletes would look at that and say, I know I really don't want to play there, or I want to stick it to the team.
But my team needs me.
Right.
Is there
Why
any
does
chance?
He want to stick it to the team that pays him $2.5 million a month?
Because, once again, being a method actor here, they screwed me out of my original position. So I was mad, and I did want to screw him, and I wanted to teach him a lesson. But now this is not a fun lesson, because we're going to lose. We're going to suck. We're not going to be as good. Yep. I'm going to have to sit here for another 130 games and watch this guy.
They're getting what they deserve kind of thing. That's the shit.
Yeah.
I hope that's not how he's feeling.
And I know we're
Abraham Toro. I just want to keep saying it to everybody.
Well, you might have to get used to saying it. There's a chance he's your first baseman for a little while here, because I don't hear any other great ideas.
What are we doing?
Never thought I'd miss Romy Gonzalez.
Because the other options we've brought up are legitimate options. They could bring up whoever they wanted. Grissom, they could move Campbell. Right? Those are all opportunities that are right here. They had a day off yesterday. They could have done it yesterday. They could have called up somebody. They chose this.
And I don't know why they're kind of steadfast and kind of trying to keep things the way they are and just, hey, one guy out, bring a guy that plays that natural position, you know, maybe not as good, up, and not mess with the other parts. This is an 18-18 game team. I mean, they are a mediocre team.
Yes.
Like, shaking up the roster or in the positions might not be the worst thing to start doing when they're almost 25% into the season already, and they are as average as this year as they were last year.
Let's mix in your thoughts, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Kyle in Sudbury, and he seems to be down on my plan to fix first base. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey.
Good. So I don't put this on Evers. I don't put this on Cora. It all started with Chaim Bloom not actually signing an actual first baseman or not having a first baseman in the system that can come up if something happens. And then Breslow followed it with Cassis last year, getting hurt playing what, 40 games? And then this year, hitting a .170, looking awful at the plate, not having an actual first baseman in the system to bring up if something happens. And then Cassis goes down, he's gone for the year. You guys are all talking about people moving positions. If they had an actual first baseman, this wouldn't be an issue at all.
Thanks for the call, Kyle. I think it's a little bit of a reach to blame Chaim Bloom at this point. I don't think it's a reach to blame Breslow. You had Casas, who didn't play last year. He was hurt all year long, essentially, and has never proven to be a regular major leaguer. You need to have a plan B at first base, and you had no plan B at first base. It was Romy freaking Gonzalez or Abraham freaking Toro.
That's the worst glass floor that I have possibly heard of for a team that wants to contend for the World Series to have his backups for first base. It's like yesterday we had that caller, Andy, who was mad about the bullpen because there was that ghastly blown win on Sunday, Ted, where they were up 3-1 and then Whitlock and Slayton consecutively in the 7th and 8th crapped the bed again. And that caller, I forget who it was, Andy, but he pointed out, said you got to have four power arms in a bullpen like this to compete in the American League East, and they have 1.5 tops, and you're asking too much out of a bunch of Rule 5 guys who flashed early but now may be showing who they ultimately are.
Is it likened to maybe like blaming – it'd be like blaming Bill Belichick for the Patriots not having a left tackle before this draft happened? right? It's almost like, you know, you're blaming someone who was he hasn't been here
right
in the last couple of years for not addressing it 2 years ago. Well, there was a new guy in charge last year. They didn't get it done. And so this year,
right.
They didn't have a backup plan and still didn't get it done. So it's I blame more of the current front office than I do right. the past front office.
Leave Chaim Bloom alone. He's in St. Louis. Let him do his thing with the Cardinals. Now it's Craig Breslow's time to be blamed here in Boston. Yes, Dan Ball?
I would argue you're at least 0 for your last three on developing first baseman, though. You're Tristan Casas, Bobby Dahlbeck, Sam Travis now after the...
Sam Travis, I forgot good about him.
The after the, say, like Mike Napoli, Mitch Moreland's run that you had, Steve Pierce guys that you brought in, you haven't really had a homegrown one since. Not to say that it's not Breslow's fault, but this is the one spot in the organization where they really can't seem to get it right.
And they seem to always have one of those spots. It changes a little bit every once in a while, but and now it's been first base for a couple of years here. But they thought it, I think Breslow, if you take him at his word, thought the answer was Casas. I have a 40 home run, 120 RBI guy, a horse to put over there, big dude, looks the position, but unfortunately hasn't been able to fill it out. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls on this Rafi Devers situation. We'll get back to the Celtics. I see those calls waiting as well. Those all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give us what's trending.